What if I told you that you've been negotiating your entire life without realizing it? That bedtime argument with your six-year-old? Negotiation. The quick chat with your boss about project deadlines? Negotiation. Even deciding where to grab dinner with friends involves the same strategic communication process that CEOs use to close million-dollar deals. Yet here's the uncomfortable truth. Most of us stumble through these moments relying on gut instinct, hoping things work out. Meanwhile, a small, elite, less than 10% of professionals have cracked the code. They've learned that negotiation isn't about being the loudest voice in the room or the most aggressive dealmaker. It's about understanding a predictable process and knowing exactly when to push, when to listen, and when to walk away. The word negotiation comes from the Latin negotiatos, meaning to carry on business, but we've narrowed its meaning so much that most people don't recognize they're negotiating even when they clearly are. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, a naval officer ordered warning shots fired at a Russian ship, not understanding that ship positioning was the delicate language Kennedy and Khrushchev were using to negotiate. He thought he was running a military operation. He was actually participating in the highest stakes negotiation in human history and nearly triggered nuclear war because he didn't know it. A young engineer at the Tennessee Department of Transportation insisted he never negotiated. His job was analyzing a dangerous road turn to reduce accidents. But when pressed, he realized his entire project was actually a negotiation between public officials about how to improve safety efficiently. Despite negotiation being central to his success, he'd received zero formal training. Your business card might say manager or director or consultant, but those titles obscure what you actually do to succeed. The real job? You manage strategic communication to make deals and solve problems. You negotiate. Once you embrace this identity, everything shifts. You stop reacting instinctively and start acting strategically. Negotiation demands doing what works rather than what feels natural. Fold your arms. Now fold them the opposite way. That awkward sensation, that's what moving beyond instinct toward mastery feels like. The greatest challenge is deciding amid profound uncertainty. You rarely have complete information, and what you do have might be misleading. A certain level of deception is even expected. When a seller says $25,000 is my final offer before accepting $24,500, no one cries foul. One business owner learned this leasing commercial space from a friend. Trusting the relationship, he accepted verbal promises about building improvements without documentation. Then the building sold, and none of the improvements materialized. His intuition cost him dearly. You can only control your own actions, so self-awareness becomes your foundation. Research shows introverts who make even a 5-minute phone call before negotiations are 4 times more likely to reach good agreements. Extroverts who dominate conversations often miss crucial signals. Before any negotiation, ask yourself, what assumptions am I making to fill information gaps? Are they based on hopes or reality? What information am I using to build my strategy, and can I actually rely on it? Without this discipline, you're building castles on sand. Every negotiator falls between two archetypes. The lover seeks win-win solutions. The fighter views negotiation as zero-sum combat. Great negotiators master both and switch strategically based on 6 dynamics. Observe the actual game being played, not the claimed one. Recognize every move contains substance, what's exchanged, and signals your approach. Understand cooperation fails against committed competitors. Sometimes compete to produce cooperation. Remember, competition can damage trust. Know exactly when to switch modes. The brutal truth: people lose negotiations most often by taking a cooperative approach against competitive opponents. When someone stakes extreme positions, you must match their competitive energy or get exploited. Competition can ironically create cooperation. When competitive negotiators extract easy concessions, they have zero incentive to change. By countering extreme positions, you create real distance, forcing movement toward cooperation. Use the Thomas Kilman grid to evaluate issue importance versus relationship importance. High issue, low relationship, compete. High relationship, low issue, accommodate. Both important, collaborate or compromise. This framework removes emotion and clarifies strategy. Competitive negotiation determines fair market value, what willing buyers pay willing sellers. It's dramatic, consequential, and predictable. An engineering firm demonstrated this after training. Instead of requesting their planned 33% share of a stormwater project, they asked for 50% and gained an additional $14 million. The lesson? You get more by asking for more. Car buying illustrates the pattern. After the test drive, negotiation begins. MSRP versus your counteroffer, typically 20% lower. The dance follows. Back and forth concessions that shrink over time, frustrating waits between offers, gradually closing the gap until you settle near the midpoint. This dance has 8 characteristics: fixed pie assumption, zero-sum outcomes, position-based bargaining, necessary concessions, smaller moves taking longer, gravitating toward the midpoint of first reasonable offers, inability to short-circuit without cost, and rising tensions. Once you recognize this pattern, ask, how will I close the gap in my favor? Is the midpoint a good place to deal? Does each concession maintain or improve the established midpoint? How will I manage rising tensions? One technology company increased profits 3% by adding 10% to price quotes, significant results without decreasing sales. Understanding the pattern lets you harness it strategically. The opening offer triggers anchoring, a psychological process where people gravitate toward initial information when making decisions. Serendipity 3 restaurant sells a $69 hot dog that makes their $17.95 burgers seem reasonable by comparison. In negotiation, the first proposal becomes the reference point for everything that follows. A young lawyer learned this when an insurance claims professional initially valued a case at $35,000 but authorized $75,000 after receiving the plaintiff's $300,000 demand. That opening offer completely shifted perception. When facing an overvalued $8 million asking price in an acquisition, a buyer countered with $5 million based on proper valuation. This created a midpoint of $6.5 million, far above the buyer's $5.5 million maximum. The buyer should have countered with $3 to $4 million to establish a more favorable midpoint. Opening offers serve strategic functions: starting the dance, dropping the anchor, managing expectations, creating possibility for a great deal, and putting you in control. 3 questions guide this moment. Who makes the first offer? Where do you start? How do you make it? The answer? Go first, use an extreme position to allow flexibility, and pair a soft approach with an extreme offer. Your tone can be warm and collaborative even while your position is ambitious. This combination disarms opponents while establishing favorable parameters. When competitive negotiation fails or relationships matter, shift from positions to interests, creating value rather than claiming it. A woman injured during a hospital transfer demanded $150,000, but truly wanted improved safety protocols, a sincere apology, and continued hospital access. When the litigation manager addressed these interests directly, she cried in response. They settled for far less because her real needs had been met. When parties argue positions, conflict escalates. When you explore interests, egos, fears, values, goals, relationships, you discover what people truly care about. Research shows only 30% of consumer decisions are logical, the remaining 70% pure emotion. Marilyn Hewson's negotiation with President Trump over the F-35 fighter contract demonstrates this brilliantly. After Trump criticized costs publicly, Hewson hired his former campaign manager to understand the president's style. She discovered Trump's interests centered on his image as dealmaker and job creator. By promising workforce growth, reducing costs, and publicly supporting Trump's agenda, Hewson transformed a potentially adversarial relationship into a productive one. Moving from positions to interests requires a clear roadmap. Steer the conversation in a new direction. Ask questions to shift from adversarial exchanges to collaborative exploration. Listen intensely to what's said and unstated. Create options through brainstorming. Finally, evaluate. What doable option best meets my interests and the other side's interests? Successful negotiation hinges on psychology, how we think and feel about outcomes. Subjective value encompasses feelings about relationships, one's behavior, perceptions of fairness, and outcomes. Surprisingly, we sometimes feel more satisfied when opponents are disappointed than when they're happy with the same result. This subjective value often matters as much as economic value, especially for long-term relationships. Three dimensions create satisfaction. Process: people want control and fairness. Many customers abandon businesses not for poor products, but inconvenient processes. People: the human element is crucial. When the author's grandfather died, nurses offered hugs before clinical duties, recognizing the moment required humanity first. Product: while substance matters, it's not the sole driver. When you can't deliver all three, excel in the remaining dimensions. Disney World demonstrated this when a child got injured on a ride. Despite the product failure, they created satisfaction through excellent process and people treatment, sending a personalized Mickey Mouse gift that salvaged the experience and encouraged the family to return. Great negotiation balances ambition and empathy. Ambition to ask for more and capture value. Empathy to understand others' interests, create collaborative solutions, and build lasting relationships. When balanced, these qualities transform you from someone who stumbles through negotiations into someone who consistently achieves exceptional results.